Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and our Blues Report. In just a moment, we visit with Chris Raby of KMOX Radio and the Blues Radio Network. He'll have the call of the intermissions and the pre- and the post-game show. The Blues are in Boston tonight to take on the Bruins. The Blues playing very good hockey, especially away from Enterprise Center. This is presented by the National Children's Cancer Society, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Hair Saloon for Men, Design Air Heating and Cooling, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, and by Schnucks. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com. When you're thinking about Lou Fuse, you're thinking about a car, you need to look up all about what is the rage here in St. Louis, and that is Fuse Select. The 7th annual Evening with the Cardinals is coming up on Saturday, January 26th. So it's almost here. I'll be emceeing. I'll be on stage. This is such a neat event presented by the National Children's Cancer Society. Featured guests will be Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. Also a special VIP reception featuring the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. To be a sponsor or to get your tickets, head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. This event has raised over $1.3 million for families battling childhood cancer. And again, the event is coming up on January 26th. So to be a sponsor or to get your tickets, thenccs.org. We talk Blues hockey with Chris Raby coming up.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we truly bleed blue. We skate around the competition and we get our clients lower rates on better loans. If the credit cards have you in the penalty box, let us get you out with a cash-out refinance. The 5-minute loan approval available at thehomeloanexpert.com. All together now.
Let's go Blues!
Enjoy the podcast.
This is Dan McLaughlin, and I'm proud to be the first member of Fuse Select. It's a new, first-of-its-kind program ever to hit St. Louis through the Lou Fuse Automotive Network. So what exactly is Fuse Select? Here you go. It's a monthly car subscription that's an alternative to leasing or owning a vehicle. Just download the Fuse Select app. You could be driving an SUV for family trips. Maybe it's a fun sports car for date nights, a luxury sedan for a daily commute. And with your subscription, insurance, maintenance, cleaning is all included. My favorite part of the program, unlimited flips. The Fuse Select Concierge team delivers the vehicle of your choice right to your doorstep. Unlimited flips. It's incredible. Fuse Select. Learn more. Sign up at Fuse.com. Fuse Select, like owning a multi-car garage.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
From the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com, we get the chance to visit with Chris Raby. He'll have the call on the pre- and the post-game show on the Blues Radio Network and KMOX Radio tonight, the Blues and the Boston Bruins. And Chris, how about these Blues? We've been talking about it. Man, I've been searching for things to talk about and ask you about with the Blues and saying, man, if this guy could just get going, if they could just get some goaltending, if this could just happen, maybe it's a coaching change. All those things have happened. All those things starting to come together. And all those things now meaning that the Blues are winning a little bit and they still are in the fight for the playoffs. This is getting fun as we head down the second half of the season.
Yeah, that's the thing, Dan. And I know that, you know, it wasn't until earlier this week when they finally won three straight games, which is pretty incredible to think about, and got up, you know, from a win-loss standpoint to that 500 record. And then you dropped the game in overtime to the Islanders in Brooklyn a couple of nights ago. But, you know, part of that is that despite the fact that they haven't had a lot of highs, they haven't really had a lot of lows either. Only once this year have they lost three games in a row in regulation. So that's kind of been the story of this team, as frustrating as they've been and as many kind of peaks as they've seemingly have, they haven't had a lot of valleys either. So I think that's been the calling card of this team, and maybe they're starting to find a little bit of consistency. We're starting to see some of the top players offensively play a little bit better and play more consistently, not just Ryan O'Reilly, who's been great all year, but Vladimir Tarasenko, David Perron has been great. We're seeing some contributions from the third and fourth line. We're seeing defensively, I think they're playing much better. And then certainly both goaltenders have been really good lately. Jake Allen has been fantastic, especially on the road, and going back to that win in Washington on Monday night. And Jordan Binnington's been great as well. Tough that, you know, he ends up losing that game on Tuesday in overtime, the way that that went down. But, you know, you throw all those into the pot, and you're still right there knocking on the door of a playoff spot with four games left, three of them on the road before the All-Star break and then the bye week.
You know, I wonder if the Blues will take the approach with the goaltending. At least I think it's got to be on the table that, hey, you've tried various ways with Jake Allen to make him the number one, the clear-cut number one. Rest. You've challenged him with different guys the last few years. You've given him the big contract that said, hey, you're the number one. I wonder, Chris, if it now is the time to say, look, we're behind the eight ball, right? You know, you're not in the playoffs yet. You got a guy that's highly motivated behind him in Binnington, and he's played well. He's played well in the minor leagues. He's played well now in a very short stint up here in the NHL. I wonder if it's just better to say, look, we'll rotate guys. You know, this guy goes one night. This guy goes this night. And maybe not map it out, but go with a feel, right? Kind of like in baseball we talk about. You roll with the hot hand. And maybe go with that approach. And maybe that's the best way to go down the stretch here with these goaltenders. I don't know if it is the best way, but maybe that's something that's on the table with both these guys.
Well, certainly, you know, if you look at the numbers right now, Jake Allen has played and started as many games as any other goaltender in the NHL. And I think it's certainly fair to wonder if that workload, especially if that workload over the last month or so when, you know, he was playing every single game consecutively, took a bit of a toll on him. I think that's fair. I also think it's fair to wonder, and if you're a Blues fan, hope that competition will bring out the best in both these guys, if they make themselves better, because, you know, kind of what you alluded to, Binnington coming up and playing really well as well. I think Joey Vitale made a great point on our broadcast on Monday night in the Washington game that Jake kind of put his flag down and said, you know, I'm the guy and I'm still a number one goaltender, and you know, this is the kind of performance that I need to have. The numbers don't lie too, Dan, that, you know, in terms of your point in getting Binnington some more and mapping things out, Jake has been fantastic on the road. This year, on the road, 7-5-2, a 2-2-1 goals against average, a 925 save percentage. At home, 8-9-2, a 3-6-5 goals against average, nearly a goal and a half more, and a save percentage of 878. You know, just he's been much better on the road. I don't know what that is. I don't know if you can point to any reasons for that, but the fact of the matter remains that he's been really, really good away from St. Louis. So, you know, with the Blues and the number of games in hand that they have and having to catch up and play three extra games, four extra games in some cases versus the rest of the NHL after the All-Star break, you're going to need both guys. Just like I think you need both guys before the break, and you need both guys going into the bye week, I hope then you come back energized and you're able to use both guys the rest of the way and, you know, hope they keep battling and bring out the best in each other.
I've said it so many times, where would the club be without Ryan O'Reilly? And that's the one thing that you've had to have. You had to have, even with the ups and downs of the defensive lapses, the goaltender lapses, Tarasenko, streaky, you know, Ryan O'Reilly. And this is with different guys on his line. I watch him night in and night out. And I mean, Chris, this guy is something else to watch. I mean, he grinds. And I think it's such a great example for young players and on his team and for young people. I mean, guys that are, you know, in the minors, a Kyrou, let's say, for example, or you know, some of the young kids that have been up and down this year. You know, guys in high school and grade school watching this guy play. Last one off the ice every day, right? I mean, here's a guy that is an all-star, and yet he's the guy that's been, for the most part, probably, well, I mean, almost every night, let's say it, the guy that's off the ice every night and the most consistent player. That's probably the reason he's an all-star.
Yeah, isn't that the thing in sports? And we see it, especially, Dan, if, you know, we're at the ballpark before a game and we see who's out there before BP and who's taking extra grounders or who's going through extra work, or, you know, we see it at the rink in the morning and O'Reilly is that guy, the last one off the ice. I think I made the point to you a couple of weeks ago that, you know, after his first month or so, and after he realized that he was going to be in the NHL the rest of this season, Robert Thomas, who unfortunately is sidelined right now and hopefully back just after the All-Star break, started to kind of shadow O'Reilly. And I don't think it's a coincidence, as you say, it could be a model for young players, that all of a sudden Thomas's game started to pick up when he started doing everything that O'Reilly did. When he stayed on the ice after skates on practice days to go through extra drills. When he stayed on the ice on game days and was one of the last ones, even compared to the healthy scratches or the second goaltender back in the locker room with Ryan O'Reilly. I think his work ethic is contagious. I think that, it's what I said last week. Like, I think it's the highest compliment you can give a guy if he makes other players better. And he's making other players better in practice, and he's making other players better in games, and that's what O'Reilly's doing. You then add to the fact that he's on the ice in every crucial situation for the Blues. He's playing more than 20 minutes a game. He's on the ice against the other team's top forwards, home or road, no matter the matchup. And he's also, almost every game, it seems like, winning like 75% of his faceoff. So he's just the engine. He's the motor for this team. I think that he's kind of dragged other guys around. And honestly, to go back to what I said at the start of our conversation, one of the reasons I think the Blues are in the situation they're in right now is the fact that they haven't lost three games in regulation more than once this year. And he's probably the reason why. You know, everything that he does, even when things haven't gone well, I think he's still been a bright spot in games, and he's been able to kind of bring guys along with him and hopefully kind of drag them out of this funk that was plaguing them for the first couple of months.
One of the things that's really cool at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, is that if you wear a Braden Schenn and or a Joel Edmondson sweater, they are official spokesmen for Hot Shots all season long, so a number 6 or a number 10 sweater during any game night this season, like tonight, you'll get a free Blues sampler appetizer with a beverage purchase. And if the Blues score 5 during any game this season, you get a Hot Shots legendary. I mean, it's legendary. They just change their menu, but legendary tacos for $1 the next day. So for more information, find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Hot Shots, proud partner of the Blues and your home for all the games since 1990, and they have got all the big screen TVs at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, 11 area locations, and during the games, they have all kinds of food and drink specials during Blues action, which gets the early start tonight, Blues in Boston. Hair Salon for Men. Boy, I got a great haircut, Chris. I'm going to advise you. You need to go to Hair Salon for Men. Have you been to Hair Salon for Men?
I have.
Are you going to Hair Salon for Men?
Not this minute, but I think I've got to put it on the list. We're going to be out and about this weekend. We've got the winter warm-up. We got to look good.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you off for this weekend, but I see some of those shoes you're wearing because if you go to Hair Salon for Men, if you throw in the $5, well, you get the complimentary shoe shine, but I know you've been stressed lately. You'll get the stress-relieving massage. And with the stress-relieving scalp massage for the $5, you will be stress-free when you do your intermissions tonight. So I want to make sure that you do a good job tonight, okay? That's very important. But if you go to Hair... Oh, no problem. So for Hair Salon for Men, I go there, take both my boys there. Hair Salon for Men, it was founded in 1997. They now have 16 locations in St. Louis. You'll get the complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel at a mint, and the complimentary shoe shine. You got a few scuffs on those shoes. I see it. I'm trying to clean you up here, Chris.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's frankly embarrassing.
I like how you ad-lib in this. I appreciate it. Hair Salon for Men. Make sure you go there. $22 haircut, beverage, shampoo, mint, shoe shine, all there at Hair Salon for Men. I mentioned on the Hot Shot spot there that, you know, we're talking about a guy with Joel Edmondson who's repping Hot Shots this year. He paired up with Alex Pietrangelo here recently in that pairing. That's been pretty good, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've really liked Edmondson's game this whole year, Dan. And I think especially defensively, kind of similar to what we were talking about with Ryan O'Reilly, Edmondson throughout this season has, I think, done a really good job when he's been matched up against some of the other top players. And tonight is another perfect example as the Boston Bruins boast one of the top lines in the NHL, one of the top young players in the NHL in David Pastrnak. And whether it's against teams in the East like the Bruins and a Pasternak line, or the Washington Capitals and Alexander Ovechkin, or, you know, if it's inside the division and Patrick Laine with Winnipeg, we've seen him a couple of times, I think, really, really play well in five-on-five situations against Connor McDavid and Edmonton. So I'm excited to see what Joel Edmondson does tonight, and looking forward to seeing what he does against this Boston line. I think that, you know, outside of the Colorado Avalanche and their top line, this might be the best forward line in the National Hockey League. It's a big reason why Boston is able to do what they do, both in five-on-five situations and also on the power play, especially when they're at home and they can dictate a little bit. So I expect some heavy minutes from Joel tonight, Petrangelo as well. Bomeister, I'm sure, will be out there for extended periods based on what the Blues try to do matchup-wise. And, you know, like I said, I think they're starting to find their footing a little bit defensively, and certainly it helps when the goaltender is playing well away from home as well.
I was looking and researching a little bit with the Boston Bruins. Boy, it's been kind of a tough year for David Backes, the former Blues captain, hasn't it?
Yeah, he was a healthy scratch the other night as well. And, you know, he basically said, well, what can you do? You can either hang your head and pout about it, or you can try to get better. And, you know, I think that everyone understood Dan at the time, even if they were disappointed, why Doug Armstrong not only made the decision that he made to not bring David back a couple of years ago after that great run to the Western Conference Final against the San Jose Sharks, but it's still been tough to watch him in Boston, be in and out of the lineup. He's dealt with some injury issues, some scary issues, or he had to have a surgical procedure last year because of something he was dealing with. And, you know, it's never easy to see a guy at this stage of his career deal with being a healthy scratch. But, you know, like he said, you can either pout about it, or you can deal with it and try to get better. And I think, you know, although it's apples and oranges because of the kind of player they are, the age that they are, about David Perron, it was, you know, a couple of weeks ago that he was a healthy scratch for the Blues and sat up in the press box and didn't pout about it and tried to figure out what was going on. And since then, he's put together a 12-game point streak. That's the longest active streak in the NHL, 6 goals, 9 assists over that stretch. So, you know, you wish the best for David, maybe not tonight against the Blues. And certainly just, you know, as well as anyone, such a first-class guy, especially off the ice, still does so much here in St. Louis, him and his wife and their family. And, you know, a tough situation and maybe for him in Boston on the ice, but always a great guy away from the rink.
I'm proud to announce a new sponsor for Scoops with DannyMac.com, and that's Design Air Heating and Cooling. You know, a few weeks ago, I was having an issue with my furnace, and I made a connection with Seth Goldkamp, who runs Design Air Heating and Cooling. He sent a technician over to my house. Not only did the technician arrive at my house, but so did Seth. They did a tune-up on my furnace. They got it running properly, but they also found a glitch in the system that is now saving me money on my monthly statement. That's all because of Design Air Heating and Cooling. They did that for me and my family. They can do that for you. They're a fourth-generation family-run company. They've been in business for over 100 years because they take care of their customers. The number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Find out more at designairservice.com. Thanks to Seth Goldkamp and Design Air Heating and Cooling. I'm pretty sure I don't need to remind you that you're going to need the right food, drinks, and snacks for the big game. I do want to suggest going to Schnucks for all your Sunday game day essentials. They have everything to make your party great, all in one stop. Have you seen their big bucket of wings yet? How about their brand new Schnucks chips and salty snacks? Take a look at the Schnucks party guide called Simply Entertaining. And when you're stocking up as a Schnucks Rewards member, you're always earning points. Stocking up for the big party means heading to Schnucks. And a final question would be, in your opinion, I mean, you're at the rink just about every practice, every game. You watch the Blues at home, and then you see them on television, and you see them, and they play on the road, and they play a different game. Why do you think this is? What's the deal?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, a week or so ago, when the Blues were right in the midst of some of the home struggles and still looking to win that third game in a row and kind of getting up and falling down and getting up, we were in the dressing room one morning after morning skate, and, you know, we're going through the circuit, and it may have been the Montreal game because there was a ton of media there, ton of Canadian media there. And someone asked a question to Alex Pietrangelo. They said, well, you know, what's wrong? Why are you guys a better team away from home? And he gave the standard answer, Well, you know, I think on the road we just keep it simple, and you know, this, and that. And afterwards I said, what does that mean, Alex? Like, you hear that from every player. On the road we keep it simple. I said, you know, I don't mean any offense by this question, but why can't you keep it simple at home? And he kind of looked at me and he said, I don't know. He said, that's just kind of a cliche that all players say when things aren't going well at home. He said, I don't know if we try to put on a show for the fans at home. I don't know if guys get a little distracted with other routines. You know that, Dan, traveling on the road with these guys in various sports, that on the road you kind of, you know, wake up, get on the bus, go to the rink, get back to the bus, go back to the hotel, get back on the bus, go back to the rink, play a hockey game. And at home, you've got other stuff going on. I know that that's not an excuse, and none of them would certainly use that as an excuse. That's not the point of me explaining this, but he just said, sometimes there isn't an answer. And sometimes you just have splits like that. The Cardinals had it a couple of years ago, and there was never really an answer why they couldn't get it going at Busch Stadium. But I don't think it's necessarily a different style of play. I think that for whatever reason, whether it be the matchups, maybe you point to the numbers I gave you earlier about Jake Allen. Maybe it's that simple. Maybe Jake's been great on the road and bad at home, or great on the road and mediocre at home, and that is exactly the corollary to the record they've had on the road versus at home. But, you know, I guess the flip side of that is these next four games before the All-Star break and the bye week, three of them come on the road. So, you know, if you extrapolate the math, that should make you feel pretty good about the Blues' chances over these next four, especially with the home game being against Ottawa on Saturday, to keep themselves in pretty good position before they get, a week and a half off leading up to February 2nd when they get back in action.
Boy, it makes it fun. Chris, you do such a great job. Thanks as always, and we'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.